This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
College football playoffs resume tonight. Miami taking on Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Then you have three games tomorrow. You got Week 18 NFL season. That starts on Saturday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. All right, Nolan, let's do it. Stop bleeping around. Let's get to these picks here.
Oh, I mean, it might be over anyway. I mean, I'm five back of Vinny now, but nonetheless, we'll make our picks starting on Saturday. Tampa Bay hosting Carolina. So much confusion here, but I do know one thing. If Carolina wins, that's it. That's the division for them. If Tampa Bay wins, we got to wait for Sunday, a little wait and see what happens with Atlanta. This game, Tampa Bay's favored by 2.5. It was 3 at one point this week. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, both of these teams have been refusing to take a stranglehold on this division, but even still, Tampa Bay has been atrocious as of late. I think they have no business being favored in this game, even if they're at home. Give me Carolina.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I mean, since Bucky Irving came back from his injury, he's playing like he's still injured. Baker's playing hurt. Like you, I don't get it. Carolina probably had a schedule in their quest to get to the postseason, but I'm going to take the Buccaneers in this game.
Big one on Saturday night, Seahawks traveling to take on the 49ers. The number one seed in the NFC is on the line, San Francisco. They've been red hot as of late. It's truly a toss-up to me. The odds makers agree. 1.5 in favor of Seattle. If you want to keep an eye on injuries, I think Christian McCaffrey missed practice yesterday. Trent Williams did as well. But that could be more of a veteran day than it is a real injury. We'll wait and see. I'm picking the Niners here. Really hard to pick this one, but might come down to a Sam Darnold pick that seals the fate.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Francisco because you remember last year, Minnesota, when Darnold was there, taking on the Lions for the number one seed. And he crapped the bed, then crapped the bed again in the playoffs. He's going to crap the bed again, San Francisco.
Browns and Bengals here, division matchup, but neither team has anything to play for. Individually, keep an eye on Myles Garrett for Cleveland, but 7.5 is the spread in favor of the Bengals. I'll tell you what, Joe Burrow, he's been playing pissed off since he's come back. I think he stays pissed off, tries to put up one more monster game.
Yeah, Bengals.
Saints and Falcons, here's again the kicker. If Tampa Bay is to beat the Panthers on Saturday and Atlanta beats the Saints, then the Panthers would still get in. So
three-way
a lot of play
tie,
here.
Yes.
And the Falcons are, as a matter of fact, favored by 3 in this game. Both teams actually sneaky hot as of late. Feels weird to say that. I'm going to take the Shuckster. Give me Tyler Shuck, who all of a sudden, despite not starting for a majority of the season, could win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, and Bijan Robinson was great the other night against the Rams. I'm going to go Atlanta, making things all zany. 7-9 team going to win the division in the South this year.
Packers,
whatever, 8-9.
Packers and Vikings. I might have miswrote this one here. Packers got to be favored. No, Minnesota's favored by 7. What the hell is going on here? I know we're resting starters, but come on, guys. 7.5? I don't know. I'm taking Green Bay straight up.
Hmm. Yeah, Minnesota threw for 50 yards last week and still beat the Lions, whatever it was. Yeah, I'm going Green Bay. I think the Pack's going to try to get on track, get themselves a W against the Minnesota team. Very disappointing. And Justin Jefferson, if you had him in fantasy this year, woo! Wow.
Over-under for this game, 35 and a half. That is disgusting.
Jordan Love, I think, is practicing this week, whatever that means.
Cowboys and Giants here, another division matchup. Dallas favored by 3.5 on the road. Don't overthink it. I've been fascinated by the Giants this year, but not this week. Dallas will beat them up.
Yeah, they're putting up some points here, so let's go Cowboys.
Titans and Jags, hefty, hefty line here. Jacksonville favored by 12.5. Do not overthink it. It's the Jags.
Trying to win the division, I'll go with Jacksonville myself.
Colts, Texans. Again, got to check here. Houston is favored by 10.5 in this one. I miswrote that for some reason. The Colts were favored by 10.5. No way in hell they would be. No way. Riley Leonard going to get his shot. No more Phillip Rivers. Just can't put any trust in him. Texans defense is monstrous. Give me Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Jets and Bills. Again, don't overthink it. It's the Bills.
Even though Josh Allen not practicing today.
The big matter, right? Lions and Bears. Oh, my. We'll see what happens in this one here. Chicago favored by 3. They're playing for seeding because both of these, we'll get to the Eagles in a second, but the Bears and the Eagles could be the 2 seed, the bye for that. And I know that isn't a guaranteed home field all the way through, but let's say Seattle wins the 1 seed. How faulty we think they are. They could be an early exit. You would want to be that team that's next in line to take over home field. Chicago gets this one. I think they still got something to play for.
I remember the first time they played way back early in the season. The Goff just went bananas against that secondary. And the Bears still give up a ton of points, but they're going to win. They're going to win this game.
Next one here should be very easy. Chargers traveling to take on the Broncos. The Chargers have already come out and said we're not playing any starter. Well, they're not playing Justin Herbert. That's the big one.
Yeah, Lance. Trey Lance.
And Denver still has to win to secure the 1 seed. Some help. So give me Denver.
Broncos.
Kansas City traveling to take on Vegas. The Chiefs favored by 5.5 here. No doubt about it. It's Kansas City. Mahomes or not, the Raiders are actively tanking.
Yeah, let's go KC.
Cardinals and Rams. L.A. favored by 7 at home. It's another easy one for me. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, Rams bounce back. Will Adams be ready for the postseason? That's going to be an interesting one.
Patriots hosting the Dolphins here again. A slight chance to still get that 1 seed. But again, if Denver would have to lose. But even still, they'll probably try for it. Give me New England.
Give me the MVP, Drake May, and the Patriots there.
Eagles hosting the Commanders. Now, the Eagles are saying that they're going to rest their starters.
They're resting all their starters.
But this line even still is held up. 4.5 in favor of the Eagles. I think they get it either way. In my opinion, they should at least play the starters to begin with, you know, because you could get that 2 seed, but I think they can get the win here no matter what.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
And then finally, Ravens traveling to take on the Steelers. We know the implications. We talked about it all week long. The division is on the line, a playoff spot, a home playoff game at that. The Ravens are favored. Still in this one. 3.5 is the latest spread here. Over under 40.5. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I'm doing it.
You son of a
bitch. I'm sorry.
I
got to do it. In a typical Ravens-Steelers score, 23-21 is your final. This isn't as much as it's not about what the Steelers are going to do. It's about what the Ravens aren't going to do and the mistakes that they're going to make. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be an ugly turnover here. A fumble. Probably Zay Flowers again. There's going to be an egregious fumble. They're going to get away from play calling when they shouldn't. They'll go for a fourth down decision when they shouldn't. So they just
way to bring the optimism here.
I know what I'm doing. Let me just say that. I know what I'm doing.
All right. Look, I could be full on doom and gloom, and it would be a very Ravens way for the season to end. 17-16, they lose, and the Looper misses the game-winning field goal in what would be his first game-winning opportunity. But it's not going to get to that point. I think the Ravens win 23-13. I think Lamar not only plays, but plays well. Henry will Derrick Henry it up. And Aaron Rodgers and that putrid. And again, they were dicing up the Ravens a couple weeks ago. Ravens win 23-13, win the division. And then everyone's going to have to wait an extra week to hate on John Harbaugh. And might still hate him because he might do something stupid throughout the course of the game. in regards to his strategery there.
And make no mistake, we're all in on the Ravens here.
Sure, we're
on the win. I've seen this movie too many times.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe I'm hedging a little bit.
Well, kind of. If they don't, you know, then Monday the postmortem begins, and boy, the phones are going to be fire Harbaugh, trade Lamar, fire DeCosta, fire. Everyone's getting fired on Monday, but I think we're going to be talking about the playoff matchup the next week, home game at M&T. Then I'll be running hot if it's a night game. I want no more of these.
Well, I mean,
enough's enough. I drink my milk of magnesia, and I need to go to bed.
We've had enough here as of late.
Yeah, we're good.
Six of the last 7 weeks.
We're good.
Like that, out of five
good.
Of the last six.
We'll come back, take your phone calls. Funhouse Inside Access takes over at 2. It's New Year's Eve, last show of 2025. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.